USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 campaign hopeful Joe Biden holds his first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. It's well past time. It's time to start rewarding work over wealth. Just the first step is reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks from the tax code.
Police and federal agents have charged 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo with providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Domingo was planning a terror attack in California.
At times, Mr. Domingo said that he wanted to kill Jews as they walked to synagogue. At other times, he said he wanted to kill and target police officers.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The hottest weather to date in parts of the country will continue today through the rest of the week. Joel Lundberg with AccuWeather on where you can expect the heat and humidity across the United States.
Most of the warmth is going to be centered across the deep south and into the southeast. A lot of places will be well up into the 80s from really the lower Mississippi Valley over into Georgia and parts of South Carolina. And that's going to expand over the next couple of days to include much of the Tennessee Valley and up into the state of Virginia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying Monday on the Hill's Newsmaker series he has confidence in trade talks between the U.S. and China and thinks it will be unaffected by the end of the Iran oil waivers.
We've had lots of talks with China about this issue. I am confident that the trade talks will continue and run their natural course.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has submitted his resignation to President Trump, effective May 11th. Rosenstein delayed his resignation until after the Mueller report was released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Thousands of supporters attended a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin for President Trump on Saturday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News that's a great sign regarding the president and his reelection campaign.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right. The Senate will take on President Trump's veto of legislation cutting U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The veto override on the resolution is expected by the end of the week. Both houses of Congress passed the resolution earlier this month that requires the president to withdraw any U.S. troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days, unless those troops are fighting al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia has become a growing cause of divide between the president and Congress following the murder last fall of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. He was a U.S. resident and vocal critic of the Saudi government. Because the Senate voted first on the resolution, any override attempt will start in that chamber. But neither the House nor the Senate are expected to have enough votes to overcome the president's veto. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the second round of the NBA playoffs continue on Monday with Toronto hosting Philadelphia and Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.